I would like to take a few moments to talk about G2 Biochem, and after I complete my remarks, I'm going to ask Bertil and Cynthia to also say a few words. I would ask that you please hold your questions until the end of the process. Imagine the possibility of a transportation fuel from agricultural waste, like corn cobs, corn stover, or from purpose-grown energy crops like sorghum, switchgrass, or from forest biomass like poplar. I think everyone in the room can do that, but can you imagine it at a cost that makes the manufacture of cellulosic ethanol commercially viable? G2 Biochem's unique process technology can do just that. Before I get into the details about G2 Biochem and where we're heading, I would like to provide a bit of background on Greenfield and a history of how we find ourselves here today. Greenfield was founded in 1989 by Canada's renewable fuels pioneer, Ken Field, who's with us today. Since then, it has grown to become Canada's largest ethanol producer and a leading producer of bulk and packaged alcohol in Canada and the United States. It produces over 600 million liters a year at its four world-class corn-based plants in Ontario and Quebec. Since its inception, Greenfield has not only been a renewable fuels pioneer, but is known for adopting innovative approaches and new technologies throughout its operations. So it's no big surprise that Greenfield has been an early adopter of the biorefinery model that the minister referred to, that uses waste streams to make fuel, increase yields, and produce other green high-margin products. At Greenfield, we see the opportunity that agricultural and forestry biomass offers, and we're committed to developing technology to advance the commercialization of cellulosic ethanol. Back in 2007, we created an advanced biochemistry team of experienced technical experts and senior executives. For the past 3 years, we've conducted thousands of trials at our one-ton-a-day batch pilot and laboratory facilities at our Center of Excellence in Chatham, Ontario. Our mandate, easily stated but not so easily achieved, was to develop a commercially viable second-generation process technology to meet the demand for increased ethanol produced from a variety of non-traditional feedstocks. I'm here to say that our team has met that challenge and delivered on that mandate. Today, we're poised to demonstrate and validate that unique process technology on a pre-commercial continuous scale. Now that you've heard where we have come from, I will describe where we're going. Let me tell you about G2 Biochem and what it's all about. Greenfield recognized that to successfully commercialize our process technology, we needed to reach out to partners and collaborators for their support and input. To date, we've established key collaborative relationships with a long list of leading institutions and global technology leaders. You'll find a list in your press package. That list includes Andritz and Novozymes, who you will hear from today. We are also continuing in our mission to add other international players as we continue to strengthen our partnership group. G2 Biochem is the vehicle to accelerate, optimize, and complete that task. As a first step, Greenfield intends to fold into G2 Biochem its patented process technology, infrastructure, experience, and expertise. Many players working on second-generation processes claim that they have developed an effective, commercially viable technology. G2 Biochem believes that it can deliver on such a claim. We have a unique approach to this challenge. G2 Biochem has blended good science with bottom-line discipline. Success is measured by its ability to generate a profitable return. We don't take a step forward without making sure it makes commercial sense. G2 Biochem's goal, which we believe is achievable, is to produce cellulosic ethanol for less than $2.25 a gallon and at an ultimate capex of about $4 a gallon. I'm proud to say that at pilot scale, we have achieved some critical milestones to achieve that objective. For example, we've reduced the hydrolysis and fermentation residence time by a factor of 2 times for an overall process time of about 5 days. Next, we've reduced the enzyme consumption load by a factor of 20 times. Next, we've produced very clean streams of C6 and C5 sugars by reducing toxic compounds by a factor of 3 times, which has enabled a recovery of double the fermentable C5 sugars. Next, We've experienced yields above 90% of best in class and have done so using only low levels of acid for oligomer to monomer conversion as required. While this data may make some sense to you from a scientific perspective, its importance lies in the fact that we're able to make cellulosic ethanol from a variety of feedstocks, from corn cobs to stover to bagasse to dedicated energy crops to woody biomass, for less money and in less time than the industry best. Our next step is to increase our partnership roster and begin construction of our commercial demonstration plant, which is scheduled for this summer. That project will be phased, with the first phase, our patented front-end technology, our pretreatment technology, expected to be operational by the summer of 2012, to be quickly followed by the remaining phases, including hydrolysis, fermentation, and distillation. I'm proud to announce the launch of G2 Biochem. This is a momentous occasion for all of us at Greenfield, as well as for our partners and collaborators. This is the first time all of us have come together under one name to publicly let the world know about our accomplishments to date and our path forward for the future. Everyone here at the World Congress is anxiously awaiting a commercial solution for cellulosic ethanol, and we're confident at G2 Biochem that it has the technology, the know-how, and the discipline to get that done. As the sign says behind me, we are unlocking the future. Thank you for your time.